Channel 2 Right and a continuation of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Gutter. This is Wednesday after supper, the 4th of October, 72. Channel 2 Right and continuation of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Gutter. This is Wednesday after supper, the 4th of October, 72. Channel 2 Right and a continuation of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Gutter. This is Wednesday after supper, the 4th of October, 72.
Oh!
She was so fierce and she said, okay. And that was a funny thing. It just made her so furious.
Who was that lady?
That was Bea Montgomery's
mother. Yeah.
Ada Montgomery. And she tells that and just laughs, and goes her head back and just laughs, and she says she's still wearing some of those shoes.
Now that was at the, you didn't go to the Buick place.
No, I went to the Dodge. Because we was having, that was right after Mr. Guthrie passed away. And I paid $589 to have that old 59 Ford fixed. They was going to put me in a new motor and fix it just like it was brand new. And it was going to last me 2 or 3 years. I was going to save some money. And I spent a whole lot of money and didn't get nothing. So I decided one day while they were working, I'd go in there and I'd buy me a car. I just had it in my mind, you know, that I'd get me one. Them darn people wouldn't even speak to me. All right, and they figured, well, that was... She
well, did you have on your good clothes?
Well, I ain't got no good clothes.
Well, you know, I've been in those places, and they don't look at me. You see, I just have on some old rough clothes, and they don't pay a bit of attention to me.
They don't pay no attention to me either, but...
Well, sir, you got to look prosperous.
Mm-hmm.
Look prosperous. Now, old, you know, I've not seen this fella who got cattle all back over there, back of Charlie, remember?
Oh, Hughes?
Yeah. I never seen him, but my idea is he's not much to look at either.
No.
So, if he went in those places, they wouldn't be in a hurry to wait on him.
Well, I imagine the most of them know him.
They know him. Oh, you mean
big,
really?
He's a big watermelon man, you know.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, he bought two sections of land about 3 years ago, I guess, and he's still having it bulldozed.
Yeah.
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 Takes that long.
Yeah.
And put melons on it?
Yeah, about 1,200 and something, about 1,300 acres.
Mm-hmm. And when you blow those little bitty, puts melons on.
That's right. And fences the old melon patch. Maybe he'll plant 200 acres of watermelons this year.
Yeah.
And then he'll have 200 more cleared up for next year. Then he'll fence this 200 and put cattle on it.
Yeah.
So he'll have watermelons on this year.
Yeah.
Whenever he gets the last 200 planted, he'll start back on his first two.
Oh,
and keep it going about, you know, something like about every, what, 7 years, three, 7 years, I think.
Oh, is that?
And plant watermelons behind.
Oh, really?
Each other, something like that.
Oh.
You
will.
I knew you couldn't plant them every year.
Yeah. That that fella who put the melons in, Bob, what you call it, over there by Coleman.
Hmm.
Bob. I never did hear what he did this year.
No, me either, but I don't feel like that he made any money.
Mr. Moss, did you ever use any fence spacers?
No.
Well, I called a man this morning before daylight.
Wire. Post.
And he brought us 100. And that is just something wonderful.
You can put your post about, like if you're putting your post 12 foot apart.
That's what they put in that place.
25 or 30 feet and put one of these in between your posts. And it won't let your wire spread.
Oh.
And you can get the things. Well, I got these sent for 17 cents a piece.
It looks just like
17?
It looks like an auger. And then it's got a piece in it, and it just slips down in there. And then you just take your pliers, and it's just like a post.
Well, your post, you can take five. You can figure about five of them for the price of one post.
Well, I want to see that.
Well,
I got some of them at the house now. I got 200 more orders. He's a distributor. This guy's a distributor.
He brings them from Palatka. He lives over there back of us, Mr. John Bogue.
Bogue.
It's B-O-G-U-E.
Mm-hmm.
Bogue.
Bogue. I guess that's the way you pronounce
it. Marvin tried to get him last night, and he stays by himself, and he's hard to catch. But I got up this morning before daylight, and while Marvin was drinking his coffee, I called him. And he answered, and I told him Marvin wanted to talk to him. And so he, on his way, he brought us $100. Cost $17.
Well, that's all he had.
$17.
Yeah, so he told me to let me have the $17.
But they are really something.
Hear that many posts cost you?
I had to buy them, it'd be about 22 cents. You know, direct from somewhere else. Cause John, he's giving me
just stick it in between your wire. And they got a rod, then it goes down in there just as easy. It just
goes.
Well,
I'll tell you where you can see some of the things. Well, I got some at the house you can see, but Franklin's got some on this fence going at River Sticks. Just before you get to River Sticks, you get around the corner, you can see some of them things spaced in between these posts.
And do they crawl down to the ground?
Yes, ma'am.
You can run them to the ground if you want to. There was more or less designed for ponds and things like that where you couldn't get your post. You know, maybe anchor your post about 50 feet apart and then put them so.
Oh, yeah.
But then people got the post went up, cost so much, people got to put the post about 30 feet apart and putting two of them between the post.
And the cow can't go there and run
over the cow can't
through.
Spread the wire. They just won't spread.
Just won't spread. Gee whiz.
And if your wire breaks, one wire breaks somewhere down the line, as far as it can drop, it's to that one place there. It can't pull through it.
Yeah.
That would be it.
Mm-hmm.
No post hole to dig, no nothing.
Well, gee whiz, I'll get up and call it before day some morning.
Oh.
John Bogue. He lives right over there behind us.
You can't buy them things in Gainesville, I don't think. Because I asked him, and he said that he didn't think there's any place in Gainesville that you could buy them. But he told me he'd bring some from Palatka when he went back to Palatka.
Yeah.
I believe he's got an interest in it. Well, he told me one time, I believe he did have an interest in it.
Miss Miles,
made him, you know.
Did you ever put coconut in a pound cake?
No, did you?
Yes, ma'am. I want you to try it.
Well, I'd be glad to. Coconut in a pound cake.
Mm-hmm.
Coconut's good in most everything.
It is delicious.
Oh, boy. You haven't eaten a cake until you've eaten Miss Mary. What is that 4-layer, 5-layer cake that she makes, Marvin?
Yeah.
Pineapple and coconut and what else?
Oh, it's pineapple coconut cake.
You talking about something delicious.
But I got a grandma's pound cake recipe.
Yeah.
And it's 10 eggs, 2 pounds of butter, 4 cups of flour, and 2 cups of sugar. And that is delicious. And oh, it just makes the bees so thick.
10 eggs?
Mm-hmm. And last night I baked one.
2 pounds of butter?
Yes, ma'am.
That was when people were churning their own butter and had their own
chickens.
Well,
I mean, I never heard of a recipe like that.
And I put a can of coconut in it. It is delicious if I did cook it.
I tell you, that coconut will improve just about anything.
Okay.
I know that.
Half a pound of butter is more butter than I ever used.
2 pounds of butter.
I got a taste of that cake.
Well, it's really good. And that coconut is just such a...
Did it call for that?
Yeah. No, ma'am. I just put that in. Because I like coconut cake.
Uh-huh. Well, you was telling me some price of some beefsteak. I heard you telling Curtis today.
I heard where beefsteak was $6.75 a pound in Tokyo.
Can you imagine that? I don't suppose anybody's eating very much meat in Tokyo.
I heard it on
meat.
The news. Well, now listen. Is Japanese money worth as much as ours?
I don't know.
I don't know either about that, now.
I don't know.
I wouldn't think so.
$6.75 and they said it was going up.
But can you imagine?
And I saw on television where, and heard it, and Marvin did too, where up in California they hadn't had no rain. And everything was burnt up, and they said that beef prices was going to go up.
Their cattle was starving for water and grass.
Yeah.
Isn't that terrible? It just showed the cows and grooms.
But you can imagine walking into a restaurant and say, hey, what about frying this 9-ounce steak or a 12-ounce steak?
Yeah.
$15.
Did you get a good price for your price?
I sure did.
Good. And you got your
price. We done a little better on the last one than we did the ones before we did.
On the last? Then better than the before?
A little bit, about a cent, I think.
Woohoo! Good.
On the last, yes.
Greg, you haven't done any welding and things like that, have you?
No, I haven't.
We ought to break him in and do some of these things.
Mm.
Cookie's got a welding machine over there. He ain't any good.
Well,
anymore.
How is he doing?
I haven't seen him in 3 or 4 weeks.
Well, that boy hits him well. Right.
Well, if you will, if you would.
Yeah. I know he can, because I've seen some as well, and he's pretty good.
Did he?
Mr. Guthrie's niece called me. Was it last Monday night? One night last week, and she's up there with her husband, and I understood her to say he was in the medical, in the Veterans Hospital, but he's in the medical center, and I couldn't hear from her. Can you imagine? And he just had an open heart surgery. And they taken off his nose and taken out one eye. He's eat up with cancer. And I couldn't hear nothing from her, and I called her sister over in Jacksonville, and then she got in touch with me, and she said that he had a high fever, and his lungs was filled up with water, and isn't that a terrible for anybody to be in that shape? Open heart surgery, and then had to have his face took off. Now, why couldn't anybody die?
Marvin, now that you got your fence done, what you gonna? You don't have anything else to do?
Yes, he has.
I'm not completed yet.
He's got to go from there down way down in Orange Lake.
Yeah, I got a lot of water fence to check out there.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure it's gonna take some of that high price wire in there. I think I'll put that light wire in that lake when it started. I don't like it, but it'll do in that water.
What we're going to do when them fish eats up all the weeds out of Orange Lake?
That's right.
There won't be anything left for the cows. That's something, isn't it?
That's something.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only that, there won't be anything left for the fish if they eat up all the weeds.
And what are we going to do when we have to test for brucellosis?
Well, we're going to have to have that to do.
Going to have to do that?
Yeah, we're going to have that to do. In just 3 years, I think.
In other words, they want you to keep the animals tested.
I guess.
Well, is that what putting the vets running around so much?
Yeah, I reckon so. If they're running around,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
they're
busy.
Well, the last time Bobby Anderson was out here, he come early and was in a big hurry. And
well, you know, they want $10 a head for that.
$10 a cow?
And you take them to the market. And they will go down there and test them for that. They don't want to, but they would do it.
Yes, ma'am. $10 a head.
Yeah.
I wish I could sell every one I got tonight.
But did you know that you got to make a trip ticket now if you sell any cattle? As a matter of fact, if you haul one from here across the road that day, you're supposed to write down on that ticket what time you left your barn with him. And put the tag number of the truck or the trailer down on there, and your driving license or whoever's hauling him.
Yeah.
Driving license and all that kind of stuff.
Your name and
your
address.
And everything.
Well, I've got this one cow. I should have sent her off before, but she's got a bad hip, arthritis or something. Now, she's not going to sell well, is she?
No.
Well, what I do, just let her stay out here as long as
she wants. I would.
No, I'd keep her just as long as
you won't get nothing for her.
And she kind of drags her.
I got one and one tits off.
Well, that'll heal.
Did you? Yeah, but it's off.
Just the end of it.
The whole half of the tits off. I bet it was that big around when she had a calf.
Mm-hmm.
And it rotted off. I couldn't get nothing done for it.
You didn't have anything to work with out there.
And I couldn't get Marvin to carry her to the house.
Yeah. Boy, when they get like that, they can cause you trouble, can't they?
They sure can.
I don't know.
You better come home.
If it wasn't for the law.
These people won't go to bed so we can go.
Well, Miss Mary, I tell you.
If it wasn't for the law, I think we could just make a little moonshine.
Well, if it wasn't for the law, we could sell more cows.
You think it's a good thing to sell a veal at the veal age?
Well, I tell you. I think so because we got more money actually for calves than we usually get for the cows.
Yeah.
And at the price of the cattle. And at the price of the cattle, you take 72 cents a pound for a calf.
Yeah.
If he weighs 200 pounds.
Yeah.
Well, he'll bring you more than a cow will at 17 cents a pound.
Yeah.
So.
That's
your base there. And you can keep the cow to bring you another calf next year.
Yeah.
Sure. Miss Mary, I appreciate you fixing that dinner for these Scalawags.
Yeah,
you
wouldn't come and eat it.
Yeah. I wouldn't even come and eat it. I'll tell you, I wouldn't ask. Next time, just ask me.
All right, I'll do that.
Channel 2 over around 300. I'm just guessing the end of the visit. Channel 2 right around 300. The end of the visit with Marvin and Miss Guthrie this Wednesday after supper, the 4th of October, 72. Channel 2 right around 300, and the end of the visit with Marvin and Miss Guthrie this Wednesday after supper, the 4th of October, 72.
We hadn't eaten those pears. Is she a bird? Oh. That deacon is teasing about.
What's that?
That deacon is teasing about.
What's that?
That Irvin Orman is made moonshine. And guy was talking about what a good fella he was. He's going to understand this message. I just gave it to you.